This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly today. And oh my goodness, it has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week for Kamala Harris. And last night, well, it didn't help things at all. We still need to get the new numbers from the debacle that started last week. That would be, you know, Kamala Harris's media tour. Let me see. She was on with Charlamagne the God. She was on The View later that same evening. She was on with Steve Colbert. What, she sat down for 60 minutes. She was on that blog, Somebody Call Me Daddy or Who's Your Daddy or something like that. She also sat down with Howard Stern, and they all were disastrous. Disastrous, I tell you. But last night she managed to miss. She skipped the, you know, the big Catholic gathering, the Al Smith dinner. And you just don't do that. As a matter of fact, the last politician, prominent politician to miss that event was Walter Mondale. That was right on the eve of his electoral wipeout. I think he only won one state, his own state, Minnesota. And I think that's only because Reagan let him win. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful if we had a little bit of history repeating? Oh, I would be so excited. Wow. Well, what would happen if Trump were to win every state but California? Oh, but a guy can dream, right? By missing this dinner, I don't understand. I mean, this is how bad she is. This is how bad she must be. This is terrible. It's so bad that her own handlers were like, "No, sister, girl, honey, child, you can't go to that. We can't let you do it. You didn't perform well at any of these interviews. Some of them, we even had it scripted for you. I mean, you dropped huge, but you were a dumpster fire. We can't let you go to the Al Smith dinner. What would you do? You can't joke. You will laugh at yourself, that cackle. It would be a disaster. Would it be? Maybe it would be better if she had, would have gone to the dinner and tried her best than to avoid the whole thing at all. Because by not being there, she ended up being the butt of all of these jokes. Even the comedian that was moderating it, Jim Gaffigan, he's been around for a long time, but you probably would know him if you still watch Saturday Night Live. He's the guy that they had playing Tim Walz. He does a great job at Tim Walz. Last night, he was in his true form, and he kicked things off by talking about how it is a huge mistake. Why it was a huge mistake that Kamala Harris was not in attendance.
You know, this event has been referred to as the Catholic Met Gala. 22% of Americans identify as Catholic. Catholics will be a key demographic in every battleground state. I'm sorry, why is Vice President Harris not here?
Ooh. Brutal. That's brutal. And you know, you had Cardinal Dolan. Cardinal Dolan, actually, a few weeks ago when Kamala Harris said that she was not going to be attending this event, he tried to warn her, like, look, you need to be here. We really want you there. Nobody has missed this thing, you know, except for Mondale, and he ended up losing tremendous. Don't do it, Kamala. And you know what? Cardinal Dolan is a very persuasive guy. And, you know, I can say that Cardinal Dolan is a friend. I knew him back when he was in Milwaukee, Archbishop Dolan. He used to come on my show there in Milwaukee. You know, we would have him on Sunday nights, Saturday nights. As a matter of fact, when the Pope told him that he was going off to New York, I saw him in the hallways. This is when I used to work at WTMJ in Milwaukee. I said, Cardinal, you know, I want you to tell the Pope that I disagree with the this decision. I mean, we really like you here in Milwaukee. You've done a fantastic job. We've had wonderful conversations on the air. I'm insisting that you contact the Pope and you tell him that he needs to change his mind. And Cardinal Dolan said to me, well, you know what, James, I'll tell you what. I'll stay if we trade beanies. You give me your cap, I'll give you my cap, and I'll consider staying. And I said, Cardinal, you have a great time in New York. We'll be praying for you. He warned Kamala Harris. Don't do it. She did it. She missed the event anyway. And today she is paying the price for it.
I mean, consider this. This is a room full of Catholics and Jews in New York City. This is a layup for the Democratic nominee. I mean, in her defense, I mean, she did find time to appear on The View, Howard Stern, Colbert, and the longtime staple of campaigning, the Call Her Daddy podcast. You know what I think it is? I think she doesn't like me. Chuck, do I have bad breath?
Chuck Schumer was sitting right next to Mr. Gaffigan. And on his other side was Cardinal Dolan. And on the other side of Cardinal Dolan was Donald Trump. Oh, and think about this. For Donald Trump to be in that room. You know, the left, they're so fond of saying that Donald Trump is Hitler. He's Mussolini. He's a dictator. And yet, there they all were, sitting right next to him, sitting in close proximity to him. You had Letitia James sitting up there. She's the one that's been persecuting a President Trump, trying to, you know, bankrupt his family. You had Chuck E. Cheese Schumer sitting up there. You had the mayor of New York City there. You had the former mayors of New York City, all involved in lawfare. Donald Trump truly went into the belly of the beast. Oh, he's a New Yorker, and he's attended this dinner many times in the past. He said that he was there even there as a child. They do great work, but now he's the enemy. Once the favorite son of New York, now he is the bane of New York. And yet there he was, boldly, getting ready to get up there and crack some jokes. But Kamala Harris, that was her room. I mean, that was Democrat Central. She couldn't make the trip. What does that tell you? The man who's supposed to be a dictator, he was sitting up there and they were making jokes about him. And he was laughing. He has a great sense of humor. And you know what? He can take it and then he can dish it out. What about Kamala Harris? Oh, are things too serious for Kamala Harris to attend an event like this? Because our democracy is at stake. See, this kind of blows up the whole Democrat narrative, right? If Trump really were Hitler, would you go to a dinner and sit two seats away from him and all, you know? Don't get me wrong. The Democrats were not cozying up to him. And Donald Trump didn't expect that. But Donald Trump was there and Kamala Harris was not. Kamala Harris, she piped in a ridiculous video. She was with another actress from a Saturday Night Live. I forgot the name of the actress. She was played the role of a little Catholic girl, whatever, smelling her armpits and things. It wasn't funny. It was actually embarrassing. It was cringe. That's the best she could do. Send that in. It was so bad that even Democrats were making fun of it. We're just actually panning it today. But there was Donald Trump. Donald Trump took to the microphone. And you know what? You know, this is supposed to be an event where you kind of make fun of yourself. Donald Trump wasn't having any of that.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing.
Listen to the crowd.
Nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time.
Look at this. He makes a joke referencing the fact that there were at least three assassination attempts on him. One of them, he got shot. And there he is. There he is. He's at the dinner. Where's Kamala? He was just warming up. No. Donald Trump didn't take any shots against himself. But he sure did load up against the Democrats. One by one, he picked them all off. We will talk about that coming up next. You know, the 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically. They're at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk's Vitality Stack for over 2 years now, and he is telling me that it has done wonders for him. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at Chalk. That's chok.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. Or call or text 50CHALK3000. And say Jesse sent you. That's 50CHALK3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show, my friends. My name is James T. Harris. I hail out of Phoenix, Arizona, talk show host there, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, and 790 KNST out of Tucson, the biggest conservative talk in the state of Arizona. And that's saying something. I have a Rough Greens question that many of you dog owners ask. Will Rough Greens help my small dog or mid-sized dog or very big dog? Would it help them out? Well, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens, says because dog food is dead food, it is critical that all dogs, regardless of size, get the vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, and antioxidants. Rough Greens is not a dog food. It's a healthy supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. Now, you've heard Jesse say it worked miracles for his dog, Fred's digestion and energy, and it's incredibly easy to adjust the dose, no matter the size of your dog. In fact, Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help your dog, he's offering a free Jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping, and you don't need to change your dog's food. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens every day. Now, naturopathic doctor, Dr. Black at Rough Greens, he said he has some big news for you. Huge! He has created Meow Greens for your cats. What? Yes! Also, with a free Jumpstart trial bag. Your free Jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens or Meow Greens can be at your door in just a few business days. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. President Trump killed the room last night. Slayed it. I mean, he's a comedian. He's a funny guy. You know that for just watching him, you know, on the campaign trail. You know, he has these rallies and he's hilarious. Town hall meetings. He's hilarious. He has stories. He has jokes. And last night, his jokes were very, very pointed. Pointed at his political adversaries. I ask you again. Can you see Hitler standing in front of a crowd, being laughed at, and then making him laugh at their political adversaries? What about Mussolini? No. In the true form, you know, dictatorial form. If you laugh at me, I could have you arrested. If you laugh at me, you make fun of my policies, I could have you disappeared. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about how the media is now concerned that Trump's going to throw them in jail. I don't think that's the case at all. But look at what the Biden administration tried to do to Trump. Look at what they did to Trump's advisors. Wait a minute. Look at what they're doing to you. Look at the January 6th people. Look at the folks walking around with their MAGA caps on. Look at how the left, the brown shirts of the left, look what they've done. But last night you had Trump. He was on stage and he was killing them with humor. Not guns. Not lawfare. With humor. He first went after Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, who chose to be somewhere else, you know, on the campaign trail instead of at the dinner.
I think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't, instead of attending tonight. She's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. That's not a pretty sight.
Remember, Gretchen Whitmer got in a little bit of trouble earlier this week. She's with another influencer, and the influencer was kneeling before her, and Gretchen Whitmer was giving her, you know, a Dorito as if she were taking communion. Then the camera would pan back and then close in on her just crazy looking face. It's always the eyes. You can always spot crazy in the eyes. Anyway, that little bit backfired and Gretchen had to end up apologizing. She apologized to Catholics because, well, it was an attack against them. That's crazy. I don't know if Gretchen Whitmer was in the room, but boy, you had a whole lot of the former mayors of New York City. They were there. You had the governor of New York. She was there. This room was full of lefties. And you know what? It was just perfect, a target practice for Donald Trump.
I must say I was shocked when I heard that Kamala was skipping the Al Smith dinner. I'd really hoped that she would come because we can't get enough of hearing her beautiful laugh. She laughs like crazy. We would recognize it any place in this room, and all polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be.
Oh, she should be in the room. She should be in the room, but she chose not to be. I'm sorry. She's not going to live that down. I can't wait to see, you know, what that's going to do as far as the polls are. I think that this one really, really stung. Joe Biden wasn't in the room either. Why wasn't Biden there? The president of the United States. Usually, you know, he'd be there. He chose to skip the whole thing as well. No, I don't think they would have had him speaking, but if they did, you know, I think he probably would have did a better job than Kamala Harris. But anyway, Joe Biden was missing. And you know what? You had Donald Trump. He noticed that.
Joe has almost disappeared from view. The only way he could be seen less is if he had a show on CNN. They had nothing.
That was a twofer.
They've got nothing. Fake news, right? Fake.
I'm telling you. And that's pretty mild compared to where he actually went last night. This is a lesson. If you didn't see this, you need to watch it. If you got young folks, you know, in your life who are wobbling, have them watch this. Have them watch this. There's much to learn. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
True pleasure to be with you this evening. Amazing pleasure. And these days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance. Anytime I don't get a subpoena, I'm very happy. They've gone after me, Mr. Mayor. Your peanuts compared to what they've done to me. And you're going to be okay.
That was President Trump addressing the mayor of New York City, who is under subpoena. Why? Because he pushed back against the Biden administration on all of the illegal immigration that's costing New York City. My name is James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. We are talking about the significance of last night's dinner, Al Smith dinner. You had the president, or you had Donald Trump show up, and you had Kamala Harris, you know, go AWOL. She piped in a video that was just ridiculous, terrible, cringe. But she left the floor open for ridicule. I mean, she was ridiculed by the MC, and she was ridiculed by Donald Trump. Donald Trump took the time to go off on Kamala Harris. He worked in a hit against Gretchen Whitmer. He had some strong words to say about Kamala Harris's laugh. he in a twofer. He got Biden and CNN talking about how Biden is just nowhere to be found, and same thing with CNN's ratings, nowhere to be found. And then things got crazy, because he didn't just go after Kamala Harris, but he went after the second husband as well. And what I love about this next joke, that's what we'll call it, a joke, is that he went someplace that the mainstream media refused to go. The first, or should I say second husband, Doug Imhoff, he's been in some controversy as of late. Now, for Democrats, you know, those people who get their news from MSNBC, CNN, they probably didn't know about this. ABC, CBS, PBS, they didn't know about this because the media is not talking about it. But Doug Imhoff, not only was he accused of slapping a former girlfriend, this is the woman that he was dating before he dated and married Kamala Harris, he slapped her so hard she did a 360 headed to the ground. And there's also was alleged abuse with the nanny. When he was married, they had a nanny raising the kids. He got her pregnant, and then there was alleged abuse on her, with her, physical and emotional, to the point where she miscarried. Not really reported in the news. But it did find its way into a joke delivered by Donald Trump.
This race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away.
Ooh.
That's a nasty one. That's nasty. I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough.
He even used that joke to talk about how, you know, the last time he did one of these, he went off on Hillary Clinton, and it was just rough. It was ugly. I am telling you, This is not the things, these are not the words of a dictator. A dictator would just have these people arrested, just have these people dead, would have these people disappeared. No, this is a funny man. This is a leader. This is someone who just takes the proper opportunity to bring up the actions of his political nemesis. And in a way that's funny, in a way that's memorable, in a way that, well, what's he talking about for all those lefties who are not aware? What is he talking about, nannies? And then I'll have to go and look, and then boom. And then the next question is, well, how come the media didn't report that? That's right. Because they're fake news. The View, the gals on The View, they were very hard on Trump. They've been very hard on Trump since he's come down the escalator, even though he was friends with most of them, had been on The View multiple times, hugging on Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. What happened? Well, he came down the escalator and put that R behind his name. And they've been vicious ever since. Last night, Trump took the time to give The View a little something, something as well.
The stupid show, The View, is so bad now that the other day I was watching it and thinking to myself, you know what? They really need to bring Rosie O'Donnell back. That show is bad. Those people are bad.
And then, I just want to get these last two jokes in here. I want to get these last two in because it's just absolutely on point. You had Chuck Schumer sitting right next to him. You had all of these Democrats in the room, male Democrats that are voting for Kamala Harris. And you know what? And in two jokes, Donald Trump addressed their sentiments as well.
Isn't it sort of exciting? Right? It really, isn't it just exciting what's going on? It's a process. It's a rough process, too. Not so pretty, and yet sometimes very beautiful. But the press is reporting the Democrats are starting to panic. They're panicking. They are panicking because, you know, the votes that are coming in very, very strong a certain way. I won't tell you what way that is, but Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
Oh, and Chuck E. Cheese just sat there looking glum, even more glum. Beautiful. He took the wokeness, he took the Democrats' inability to distinguish between men and women and put it all in Chuck E. Cheese's face. Kamala Harris loses, you still can become the first female president. Oh, that's a burn. That burned. He got it all in there. Again, I'm telling you, last night was special. Last night was better than the debates. Last night was better than any of the sit-down interviews because in this forum, you get to show your humanity. In this forum, you get to stand there and give it, and you also have to take it, and people can look at you. Remember when Obama went off on Trump? He was at a dinner similar to this. It was the correspondence dinner, and Obama lit into Trump, and the camera focused on him. He wasn't running yet. He said he was thinking about running. I think that in that moment when he was being dressed down by Obama, I think that's when he decided to run. So you know he's going to be prepared at these events. And he turned his big guns on white dudes for Harris. Listen to what he said. It brought the house down.
But I've known him a long time. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me.
Oh!
Every one of those people is voting for me.
Their wives and their wives' lovers are voting for me. That took some gonads. He's sitting right next to the Archbishop when he said this. He didn't even flinch. He went off on all of the low T men that are voting for Kamala Harris. You know what? It reminds me of the war on masculinity that's going on in America today. It is more blatant than ever. And this is the time to choose between strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. Do you want to be a white guy for Kamala Harris? No. And the problem with these people is that their testosterone levels are off a cliff. They're at an all-time low. Now, thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, they're here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. That's just enough time to vote for Trump. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk's Vitality Stack for over 2 years now. And he's told me that he feels so good, so strong that he could take me out. I don't think so. But anyway, manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life, or call or text 50CHALK3000 now and say Jesse sent you. That's 50CHALK3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. I can be heard at 550 KFYI and in Tucson on 790 KNST. I have a Rough Greens question that many of you dog owners ask. Will Rough Greens help my small dog, my mid-sized dog, or my very big dog? Well, naturopathic doctor, Dr. Dennis Black, he's a founder of Rough Greens. He says because dog food is dead food, it's critical that all dogs, regardless of size, get the vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, and antioxidants. Rough Greens is not a dog food. It's a healthy supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. Now, you've heard Jesse say that it worked miracles for his dog, Fred's digestive and energy, and it's incredibly easy to adjust the dose, no matter the size of your dog. In fact, Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help your dog, he's offering a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping, and you don't need to change your dog's food. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens every day. And Dr. Black at Rough Greens has some big news. He has created Meow Greens for your cat, also with a free Jumpstart trial bag. Your free Jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens or Meow Greens can be at your door in just a few business days. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. How good was the Al Smith dinner last night? Well, it was fantastic. It was so good because the MC, Jim Gaffigan, and Donald Trump just stole the show. And they did it by telling genuinely good jokes. And Donald Trump, just being Donald Trump, he's a natural at it. He can read the room. He can read the crowd. His jokes, I mean, he even at one point said, you know, the guys who wrote these jokes for me, they go too far. He better be known. Hey, you know what? He has writers. It's about the style. It's about the delivery. And it was so good. It was so entertaining that even Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head himself, weighed in on the performance. He was asked on his panel, and he was so upset that he had to go first.
No one would have noticed if she may have gone, but people noticed that she wasn't there.
I'm an old fogey. Yeah, well. I want these traditions to continue. I want our institutions to thrive. And yet I find myself agreeing that there's nothing funny right now. I mean, I thought he had some great one-liners. The line about, you know, he was talking, you know, now I'm going to forget them all, of course, on live TV.
The Eric Adams but joke was very funny.
There were a couple Eric Adams jokes that were really good.
I want our politicians to roast each other. I want them to be able to be in the same room and find common ground.
But I think to Lee's point, it does kind of strike me that the Harris campaign is sort of tacitly saying, hey, this ain't normal.
Yeah.
Trump is not normal, and I'm not going to sit here and kiki with him.
I'm sorry.
The last thing I would want if I were Kamala Harris and Trump.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, but it is normal. This is normal. To the left is abnormal. So you're going to try to play that card. You know, these are serious times. Our democracy is at stake. We can't just sit around and tell jokes and laugh. No, I'm sorry. Now, if you remember, Trump did not go to a correspondence dinner because, you know, he was like, you know, I don't feel like getting beat up anymore. I'm under investigation and all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to sit here and laugh and joke with you. But he wasn't like, the times are too serious. He's just, I don't like you. So I ain't doing this. But this right here was a charity. So for you to dismiss the Catholic charity because in your mind you believe that the times is so serious, I'm sorry. Most Americans are not sitting around all gloom and doom and living in fear. Fear is the great mind killer. And the fact that you had so many Democrats that attended last night, well, they definitely don't feel like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is trying to say that the times are too serious. But in reality, she was afraid because she knows that she can't compete. She knows that she couldn't even hold her own. But when you listen to the left today, I mean, this is exactly what they're saying. The Reverend Al Sharpton weighed in on the Al Smith dinner.
I think it's been clear for those of us that have known and dealt with Donald Trump pro and con for years that he is really, in many ways, not the Donald Trump that we fought or that we dealt with. No energy there. No sound bites that make sense. He's lost it.
Timeout, Al. This is the same Al Sharpton that took money from Donald Trump. He and Jesse Jackson took donations, you know, for Rainbow Push and for Nan. Oh, you know, you had Jesse Jackson, you know, give him an honor, a dinner for Donald Trump, for all of his contributions, his philanthropy. Same thing with Al Sharpton. I wonder if Al Sharpton is taking his tone and his tack right now because he's still, you know, on the payroll for the feds. You know, he is accused of being a fed. Sort of like Puff Daddy, fed. Yeah, I'm just saying. So here he is, you know, talking about, you know, this was a ridiculous, it's a offensive, a Reverend Al Sharpton.
And it's almost like pushing an old boxer back in the ring that you know he can't fight, but just tell him to hold on to the 10th round. And they're trying to make him hold on, and he just doesn't have it. He's sitting in the stool saying, I don't want to go back out there. I mean, last night, his appearance at the Alfred E. Smith dinner was ridiculous. It was offensive, mm-hmm. and it was way off the mark. And I think that him canceling the shade is in many ways saying there's a shade on his whole campaign.
Wishful thinking, Rev. Wishful thinking. Oh, he's like a boxer. He doesn't want to go back in. He needs to stay in the chair. They need to call it a fight. Maybe you're talking about Kamala. Once again, you're accusing our side what your side is actually doing. Our candidate is in hiding. Our candidate hasn't avoided the media for the last, 70 days? And all of a sudden just starts jumping on everything they can because they look at the internal polling and find out that they're behind. Come on, Al. You can do better than this, Al. It'd be better if you acted like Kamala Harris and just shut up. Didn't go to the set of MSNBC today because it's embarrassing. The rest of the world. Okay. Honestly. A little bit more than half the country that watched this, you know, on both sides of the aisle were laughing. You had Democrats in the room that were laughing last night because it was funny. What happened to the left's sense of humor? When did they start taking themselves so seriously? hey, didn't the Joker say that? Why so serious? Maybe I shouldn't be using the Joker reference here. You may see the dial. Yeah, anyway. Oh, we're going to talk about how Kamala Harris is trying to act presidential and failing so badly. That's coming up in the next hour. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.